今天晚上我们要讲到圣殿的生命。
This evening we shall talk about the life of the temple.
和大卫的生命。
And the life of David.
我们要来到个最完满的启示。
We have come to this perfect revelation.
我们读诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
第六节
First six.
我们记住
Let's read together.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我岂要住在耶和华殿中直到永远。我们读诗篇二十七篇
And Psalm 27
第四节到第五节
Verses 4 and 5
有一件事我曾求主我还要祈求就是一生一世住在耶和华殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他的殿里求问因为我遭患难他必暗暗地保守我在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处让我高举在他的磐石上好我们再读六十三篇
Psalm 63
第一节到第三节
Verses 1-3
神啊你是我的神我要切切地寻求你在干旱疲乏无水之地我渴想你我的心切慕你我在圣所中很如此瞻仰你我要见你的能力和你的荣耀因你的慈爱比生命更好我的嘴唇要颂赞你我们读撒母耳下第七章
Second Samuel chapter 7
一节到第五节
Verses 1-5
王住在自己宫中耶和华使他安静不被四围的仇敌扰乱那时王对先知纳但说看哪、啊、我住在香柏木的宫中神的约柜反在幔子里纳但对王说你可以照你的心意而行因为耶和华与你同在当夜耶和华的话临到纳单说你去告诉我的仆人大卫说耶和华如此说你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢我们读二十五节
Verse 25
读十一节
Verse 11
并不像我民实施治理我民以色列的时候那样我必要使你安静不被一切仇敌扰乱并且我耶和华应许为你建立家室就在这个地方我们今天晚上就提及那个字的奇妙
We talk about the special word house
希伯来文就是 Bayit
In Hebrew is Bayit
这一个字应该翻作神的家
It's the house of God
所以我们中文翻作神的殿的地方英文都是神的家
The Chinese version always refers as
the house of God
As the temple of God Actually should be the house of God
所以在这里大卫说他要建一个殿
Here David says he wants to build a house for God
而神说你岂可为我建造殿宇呢
And God said Are you going to build a house for me?
对英文不是这样但岂可为我建造一个家呢
Are you the one to build me a house?
而十一节他说我要为你建立一个家
And verse 11 The Lord says I will establish a house for you
这是一个两面对着的话
You see there's a conversation going
大卫说我要为你建造一个家
David says says, I will establish a house for you, God.
神说你岂可为我造一个家?
And God said, are you going to build me a house?
一路受到神的恩典带领他。
And he kept on talking about the loving kindness of the Lord.
大卫没有什么可夸的。
David, you have nothing to boast of.
你大卫没有什么了不得的。
And you really are nothing.
我一路引领你。
It's all I have met you.
你本来在羊圈中就跟随羊群，牧羊羊群的。
You were just a shepherd, shepherding your sheep.
我把你从羊圈中分别出来，叫你跟随我。
而现在我要为你建立一个家。 Now I'm going to establish a house for you.
我们要非常记住这句话，大卫要为神建立一个家。
Declare that David wants to establish a house for God.
神说你不可为我建立一个家。
But God said you are not going to do that.
我要为你建立一个家。
I will build you a house.
好，25到27节。
And verses
25-27. 耶和华神啊。
你所应许仆人和仆人的话，求你坚定，直到永远，照你的话而行。我们读下12章。2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 10-16.
9节开始啊，第9节开始到15节。你为什么藐视耶和华的命令，行把眼中看为恶的事呢？你借亚门人的刀杀害赫人乌利亚，又取了他的妻为妻。你借藐视我，取了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻。你刀剑，结果永远离开你的家。 耶和华如此说：我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你眼前把你的废兵赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝。你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。大卫回头，我得罪耶和华了。 耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。15节，15章30节。
Chapter 15, verse
30。大卫蒙头视角上橄榄山，跟随他的人。 也都蒙着头哭着上去。 16章5-14节。
大卫王到了巴湖岭，见有一个人出来，是扫罗族基拉的儿子，名叫斯美。他一面走一面咒骂，又拿石头砍大卫和王的臣仆和勇士，都在王的左右。斯美咒骂说，
你这流人血的坏人啊，去吧去吧，你流扫罗的血，继续他做王。耶和华把这罪归在你身上，将交给你儿子亚撒龙。现在你自取其祸，你为你这流人血的。基路亚的儿子亚比三对王说：“这死狗岂可咒骂我主我王呢？ 求你容我过去，割下他的头来。”王说：“基路亚的儿子，我与你有何相干涉呢？”他咒骂，并耶和华吩咐他说：“你要咒骂大卫，如此谁敢说为什么这样行呢？”大卫又对亚比塞和众臣部说：“我亲生的儿子尚且寻索我的性命。” 何况这便雅悯人呢，有他咒骂吧，因为这是耶和华吩咐他说：“活着耶和华，见我遭难，当今日为这人咒骂，就施恩于我。”16章，17章。 15到16节。
Chapter 17, verses 15 and 16.
胡塞对祭司撒杜和亚比他说，亚西多夫为亚撒龙和以色列的长老所定的计谋是如此如此，我所定的计谋是如此如此，现在你们要急速打发人去告诉大卫说，今晚不可在旷野的渡口，勿要过河，免得王跟随他的人都被吞灭。十八章
Chapter 18，
我们先读第五节
Verse 5。
王祝福约亚亚比塞以太说，你们要为我的缘故宽待少年人亚撒龙，王为亚撒龙祝福众将的话兵都听见了。十四节
Verse 14，
约押说，我不能与你留恋。约押手拿三杆短枪，趁亚撒龙在橡树上还活着，就刺透他的心。31-33节
Verses 31-33，
古诗人也来到，若有信息报给我主国王，耶和华今日将一切信息攻击你的人给你报仇了。王问古诗人说，少年人亚撒龙平安不平安呢？古诗人回答说，愿我主国王的仇敌和一切兴起要杀害你的人都与那少年人一样。王就心里伤痛，上城门楼去哀哭，一面走一面说，我儿亚撒龙啊，我儿亚撒龙啊，我恨不得替你死。19章第8节
Chapter 19 verse 8，
于是王起来坐在城门口，众民听说王坐在城门口都到王面前，以色列人已经逃跑各回各家去了。好，我们读最后51篇。
Lastly, Psalm 51.
大卫与八十八同时以后，来读先知纳丹来见他，他作这诗交与灵长。第4节。
Verse 4，
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你面前行了正恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，审判我的时候显为清正。第6节，你所喜爱的是内里的诚实，你在我你是我的智慧。内里的诚实也可以翻作里面的实际。
Here the truth in the inner part can also be the actuality inside.
我们读第10节。
Verse 10。
神啊，求你为我找清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。正直的灵可以翻作对的灵。
Here is the right spirit within me.
12节。
Verse 12。
求你使我忍得救恩之乐，是我乐意的灵扶持我。这个乐意的灵也可以翻作愿意的灵。
Here is the willing spirit.
我们再读第17节。
Verse 17。
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看，求你随你的美意善待西安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。忧伤的灵原文是应该翻作破碎的灵。
Here the, in verse 17 should be the broken spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，圣洁的生命和大卫的生命
The light of the house of God and the light of David.
真的是到圣殿最完满的一个启示。
And the most complete revelation about the house of God.
大卫大半生都是为了要为神建一个殿，在那里发热心。
Throughout the days of David's life, he has a zeal for God to build a house.
他说：“求你纪念大卫的苦难。”
He said, "Remember my affliction."
他一路寻找约柜。
He has been seeking the ark.
他从基列耶林把约柜迎接上来。
He received the ark back from Kiriath-Jearim.
他又从俄比伊东家把约柜迎接上来。
Also, from the house of Obed-Edom, he received that.
放在西安，他说这个。是搭在帐篷的里面。
Put upon the Mount of Zion in his tent.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫对外面殿的那个所有的那个意念，都是写在历史书上。
He's thinking about the temple outwardly has been recorded in the historical book.
大卫的圣殿超然的认识都写在诗篇上。
Yet his superior understanding about the house of God has been recorded in Psalms.
大卫是个非常的人。
David is a very special man.
大卫是个超过时代的人。
He was a man beyond time.
他知道圣殿的灵然的意义。
He knew the spiritual meaning of the house of God.
但是他是认识一半。
Yet he only knew about half of it.
所以所有的识别大卫说到那个殿。
Therefore, every time when we talk about the house of God,
他都说我要住在殿中。
He always said, "I will dwell in your house."
我要住在神里面。
And I will dwell in God.
我要住在耶稣基督里面。
And I will dwell in Christ Jesus.
我要住在主里面。
And I want to abide in the Lord.
这是大卫最伟大的启示。
That was his revelation.
在这一方面的经历。
And his experience.
大卫是难得有人可以赶上他。
Very few people can surpass.
我们读二十三篇，因为大家最最熟二十三篇了。
We all know Psalm 23 very well.
二十三篇，我们称它为一个灵晨的诗篇。
Call it the Psalm of spiritual process.
一见就是一个灵晨。
And every verse is like a step.
第二节往前进步又是一个灵晨。
Each verse is a step forward.
到了最后的时候。
At the end of that song.
有岂有恩惠慈爱随着我。
It's a loving kindness shall follow me.
我岂要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
大卫的渴慕。
His longing heart for the
Lord. 大卫的一个祈求。
And that was his prayer.
大卫的赞美
that was his
一生有恩惠慈爱随着我
mercy and loving kindness
我需要住在他的殿中直到永远
I will dwell in the house of Lord forever
我们并没有看见大卫一直住在那个不止的殿中殿也还没盖过
Actually they did not even finish the building of the temple
但是住在主里面
Yet he was the person who dwelt in the Lord
这边二十七篇的更清楚了
Psalm 27 is even more clear
有一件事我曾寻求
Is there one thing I ask
我再要寻求
And I will continue to seek
有的住在你的殿中
Which is to dwell in your house
瞻仰你的荣美
And gaze upon your beauty
向你求问
And ask of you
你就暗暗地保持我在亭子里
And you will keep me in your secret place
把我放在你的磐石上
And set me high on your rock
我就胜过四位的仇敌
And I will overcome all my foes
Oh,殿对大卫来说
The house of God
他完全清楚的
David was very clear
这一个家这个殿是应该翻作 house 这一个家
And this house of God
乃是神的自己
Was God himself
这一个 house 是个居所
And that house is a dwelling place
是耶稣基督
It was Jesus Christ
是我们的救主
And it's our Savior
他经历这个内住没有人赶上他的经历
David's experience in indwelling life is very high
有一件事我曾求
He said, I have asked one thing
我还要求
And will continue to ask
一生一世住在耶和华的殿中
To dwell in the house of the Lord forever
瞻仰他的荣美
To gaze upon his beauty
听见他的慈声
To hear his voice
他把我高举在磐石上
And he will set me high upon the rock
我就昂首或高过四面的仇敌
Then I can oversee all my foes
四面六十三篇他说在疲乏干旱之地我想念你
And in Psalm 63 says In dry and weary land I desire
我要来到殿中
I will come to your house
我要见你的荣耀和你的能力
I will see your power and your glory
因为你的 慈爱
for your loving kindness
比生命更好
is better than life.
哦，这是那么认识主的一个人。
He truly knew the Lord.
他的用字明白他对于神的家庭认识只是一半。
Yeah, that's only halfway about his knowledge of how to
God. 一直要为神造一个圣殿。
That's why he continually wants to build a house for the Lord.
尽他的力量要造最伟大、最庄严的圣殿。
He tried his best effort to build a great temple.
到了撒母耳下七章那个关键的一章了。
In 2 Samuel chapter
7. 哦，这个心愿在里面起来。
He has this great heart for the Lord.
他真是爱神。
And he really loved the Lord.
他说我要为神造一个殿。
So he said, I will build a house for God.
好，拿单回去，这先知回去，带了神的话回来了。
And after Nathan returned with the word of the Lord.
神说你岂可为我造家呢？
God said, are you going to build a house for me?
下面一路神诉说。神带领他的恩典的经过。
And then God continued to describe how he had led him through.
到了末了说，我要为你造一个殿，造一个家。
And ended by saying, I will build you a house.
大卫这个时候不知道。
David had no idea.
他住在主里面。
He dwelt in the Lord.
主是他的家。
And the Lord was his dwelling place.
他住在耶稣基督里面。
He abided in the Lord.
耶稣基督是他的 house.
And Jesus was his house.
这个经历何等奇妙。
It was some marvelous experience.
但是我还要为神造个殿，让神能居住啊！
But he still want to build a house for the Lord.
他真是不知道。
He really had no idea.
今天我们新约神的儿女能知道这一个也不容易啊。
Actually, it's not easy for us.
他不知道。
He had no idea.
神也真的是那么倾慕的要一个居所让他能住。
That God is seeking a place for him to dwell in too.
这是神的迫切的需要。
That's the strong desire for God.
他要一个居所。
He wants a dwelling.
而这个居所不是外面的殿，
not a physical building.
但是要住在你大卫的里面。
But dwell in the heart of David.
我要住在你里面。
God wants to dwell in you.
就像你的诗篇里面说，你住在我的里面。
Just like you have said to dwell in me, you come.
但是神不能一下住在大卫里面。
However, God cannot dwell in David just like that.
先要建造大卫。
He has first to build up David.
先要制作大卫。
Let's work upon
David. 大卫能配做个殿，当神居住。
So that David will be worthy of his dwelling.
大卫不知道。
Yet David did not know.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，他神这样应许了。
God had promised.
下面祷告，大卫也这样领受了。
And also, David heard of his word.
啊，你应许要为我。建造一个家。
So you have promised to build me a house.
一个房屋。
A building.
一个居所。
A place.
那都是那个奇妙字的意义。
It all refers to the word house.
我是何等样的人呢？
Who am I?
请梦到神这样的应许要建立我的家。
That we see such a blessed promise.
这岂是平常的人所能遇见的事呢？
Is it something that regular people will encounter?
还不明白神要怎样建造这个殿。
He has no idea how God will establish a house for him.
下面大卫犯罪了。
And then David sinned.
我不要去讲大卫犯罪的事，大家都知道。
We don't have to go through those stories.
大卫从年幼的时候有尊贵的生命了。
David had his honorable life with a young age.
他能够杀了哥利亚而不骄傲。
He killed Goliath and he wasn't proud.
听见神的百姓说大卫杀死万万。
Israelites were shouting, Dave killed
him. 他受得住这个试探。
He was able to survive that temptation.
扫罗受不住，扫罗他是千千的试探。
Saul could not stand that kind of shouting from him.
大卫何等的尊贵的。
Dave was truly honorable.
他心里面绝对知道，扫罗神已经废了他的王位。
He knew clearly God had removed Saul from his
reigning position. 他有心的绝对知道，神已高他做君王。
He also knew God has anointed him to be the king.
拒绝这些感觉。
Yeah, he reject all those feelings.
他一点没有这个感觉。
He did not have any proud feelings.
这是你我所赶不下去的。
This is something we cannot compare.
他一路逃在旷野漂流啊。
And when he was being chased after,
扫罗一路追他。
Saul was after him.
有一天他下去跟扫罗打仗的时候也很随便，难怪经常打败仗。
Saul actually did his war very casually. That's why he lost a lot.
睡着了，连卫兵都睡着了。
He fell asleep, so when he starts,
大卫一看，
and David noticed,
他下去，
so he went down,
走到扫罗的身边了，
he stood right by his side,
多少的痛苦都从你而来，
he knew all many afflictions are from this man,
你一 直在旷野中间追杀我。
You have been after me all these days.
现在耶和华把你交在我手中了。
Now the Lord has given you to my hand.
这句话不是我讲的，他神子讲的。
Actually, he said it in the Bible.
他不会讲这话。现在把我这些你，我就要举手自劳，把所有仇敌解决了。
I can easily take care of you right now.
就这个试探有多大？
That was a great temptation for David.
如果是我们生命天天学习，一直学做，不安定。
Because he had caused all these troubles for me.
天天追兵追着我们。
He was after me every day.
大卫的那个跟从的人是没有办法跟扫罗的军兵打仗的。
David's followers were not as good as Saul.
找到这样的一个机会。
Now the chance had come.
而不肯拔刀的人，那是很了不起的人。
If I can find no one not to kill your foe right now.
大卫说：“这个神的受膏者。”
But David said, "This is the anointed one of God."
我不敢陌生的受膏者。
And I will not touch God's anointed one.
他不是废掉了吗？
Didn't he know God abolished Saul?
他知道，好像不知道。
He knew very clearly.
膏是在我身上。
He knew he has been anointed.
他好像知道，又不知道。
He seemed to know it, but he didn't know.
他知道敬畏神。
The only thing he knew is to fear God.
他知道属灵的原则。
He knew the spiritual principle.
我们绝不能碰我们上面的权柄。
Which was not to challenge God.
我也不能碰。神用圣灵高过的人
but not to challenge people have been anointed by God
但是我们还是肉体、啊、
yet we're still in our flesh
地上没有一个属灵的人是 perfect 的
there's no perfect spiritual man
好像到了这里也不给你知道吗那个也白来了是不是
therefore he didn't want to just leave like that
警告你一下
so why don't I give you a warning
他拿刀把他衣服的割了一个角
so he cut a little piece from his
clothes 然后回到山上他叫扫罗了
and he went back up and shouted
扫罗才知道那个性命曾经悬在他手里、啊、
and Saul wake up and realize what happened
他说以色列的君王啊
so he said the king of Israel
你出来做什么
what are you doing here
你不过追一个死狗
why are you just chasing a dead dog
你不过追一个割草
you're chasing a flea
那里叫扫罗都羞愧了
so Saul was put to shame
等我你比我更有公义啊
said, oh my son you're more righteous than I am
但是个肉体的人过了他又忘了他人就对大卫了
but a flesh man like Saul he forgot afterwards
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们大卫真是了不起的
but David was truly great
没有一人会想象到大卫犯这样的罪啊
no one can imagine David was sin like this
还不是一时冲动的犯罪啊
it was just because one urge
他用了那么多的计谋
he had a lot of plans
去杀乌利亚
to kill
那是下他最忠诚的战士
one of his most faithful soldiers
杀了乌利亚娶了他的妻子
killed him and took his wife
还有什么君王的尊贵啊
what kind of honor
那还不是个土匪一样的吗
that was more like a robber
弟兄姊妹们，这个神做的。
So that was the hand of God.
神把恩典的手一下撤回了。
For he has removed his hand of grace.
那马上显明我们天然生命的最可怕的情况。
And our flesh life will be revealed right away.
试探叫拿单来了，先是来了。
So the prophet Nathan came again.
犯了罪。
You have sinned.
现在神要把他管教他的路子告诉他了。
Now he also told him how God's going to discipline him.
现在制作的工作开始了。
And the working hand of God started.
你都不要怕，你每一个人都会这么可怕的制作哈。
Don't be afraid about God's hand.
说制作大到像大卫这个样嘛，都要开始恭喜你了，就变君王了。
If you receive work like that, congratulations, because you're about to be a king, God.
我自己也曾受神调教。
I have been worked upon by God.
不能跟大卫比。
But they cannot compare with what David has.
跟你头上信道士，跟你头上插这个人，忘都忘不见了。
Especially when I wrote the martyrdom for what you need.
但是神也调教我们。
I know God worked upon every one of us.
按照个人的度量。
According to our capacity.
神按照个人能够承受的。
According to what we can take.
神按照个人将来要做的那个荣耀的器皿。
According to the glorious vessel he had in mind.
要调制我们。
He will work upon us.
大卫太伟大。
David was truly great.
圣经里面著作占圣经的篇幅最多的一个人是大卫。
He was one of the authors that wrote the most in the Old Testament.
哦，那一支书那么多的写大卫。
All the history books recorded the story of David.
诗篇大部分写大卫。
Most of the songs are written by David.
这是个何等样的人啊
！What a great man that was.
他杀了罪。
Yet he sinned.
他没有话讲了。
He did not say a word.
一路这家中经济不平安。
And God made him feel this unease more and more.
到了 最后亚撒龙起来。
At the end, his son Absalom rose up against him.
神都准备好的。
God had prepared that.
就大卫太得人心了。
Because everybody loved David.
大卫是以色列的勇士。
He was a great mighty man of
Israel. 他又是个音乐家。
He also was a good musician.
他是以色列的美歌者，那个声乐家。
He also is a very good vocalist.
制了多少的曲谱，他是个音乐家。
He also is a very good musician.
他又制造发明了多少的乐器。
And he created many musical instruments.
他的勇力无人可及。
And he has this great mind. Nobody can stop him.
这是怎么样的君王啊？
What a great king that was.
所以以色列大卫之前没有大卫，大卫之后没有大卫。
Therefore, you don't see anybody like him before or afterwards.
他现在犯罪了。
Now he sins.
伟大他一犯罪啊。
And when the great man sinned,
他的罪太可怕了。
And that was a terrible sin too.
主的光一照进来。
When the light of Lord shone in him,
他从来没有自居自为了自己的地位，就地位越高的越难认罪，你知道吧？
It is it's very hard for people at higher positions to confess.
越被神的儿女知道的人越难认罪，你知道吧？
It's harder for people that's well known to confess.
他没有这一切的感情。
Yet he did not have those problems.
我是一个罪人呢。
He said, "I am a sinner."
我得罪了你。
I have sinned against you.
求你，啊，你宽容赦免我。
Please forgive me.
神说你的罪我就除掉了。
And God said, "Your sin I've removed it."
必定有刀兵在你自己的家里兴起来攻击你。
But swords and knives will rise up in your own house to attack you.
你的废兵要赐给别人。
And your wife will be given to others.
他们在日光之下和他们同寝。
And they will lie with them in broad daylight.
要给你了不起的君王最大的个羞辱。
Will give you a great shame.
这个一路说他的那个手啊。
So the word of God.
大卫一句话都没有说。
Upon David, and David not say a word.
这是我该受的。
He thought that was his
deserved. 这是父神。他领导我的管教。
He felt that's the discipline of the heavenly Father.
到了慢慢他知道是雕刻他的。
Yet gradually he knew that was the worst thing of God.
这是我伏伏在地，痛苦流泪，撕裂心肠啊。
This is something I should bow down before him and tear my heart out.
到了亚撒龙，他的儿子有亚撒龙。
And then one of his sons Absalom.
亚撒龙杀了他一个同父异母的一个太子。
Who killed one of his sons, the other son.
亚撒龙，圣经说他长得俊美啊。
Absalom was very handsome.
从头到脚没有一点那个 不好看的地方。
There's no defect from top to toe.
我想这也是圣经的形容了，没有一个人会从头到脚没有那么好看，我不知道他怎么好看。
I don't know how beautiful he was. I don't believe there's.
我看过好多那个形容一个女士这么好看，形容个男人这么好看，我还第一次听见。
Exactly, describing a man. That's very.
特别说他的头发那么好看。
Exactly, talking about his beautiful hair.
我还想象不出来个头发那么好看。
I really cannot imagine how can a man beautiful hair.
他的头发留得很长。
And he had long hair.
结果他又死在他的最好看的地方。
And he died of long hair too at the end.
这个人太有心机了。
And this person is very tricky.
大卫把他驱逐，不让他在耶路撒冷住，他杀了他的。
They kept him out because he killed the other son of David.
他和一个元帅联络好。
So he united with the other leader.
又去卖出一个女人来。
And also get another woman.
这个女人成为致富，有聪明妇女。
And she was a wise woman.
他到大卫面前讲个比方。
She came to give David a parable.
其实大卫的心是很软的。
Actually, David has a very soft heart.
大卫赶了亚撒龙啊，天天在想亚撒龙啊。
Even though he cast Absalom out, he listened to him.
君王的公义尊严不能不赶亚撒龙啊。
Yeah, for the sake of righteousness, he had to cast him out.
所以那个女人一讲，他就顺随，就接受了哈，就亚撒龙回来了。
Willingly, he took advice from the wise woman and received some back.
亚撒龙回来了，见父王。大卫抱住他亲嘴。
And he embraced Absalom and kissed him.
大卫这么爱这个儿子。
He truly loved his son.
这个儿子那个时候就起那个恶心了，要杀他的父亲。
However, he had this bad heart against his father.
夺他的地位呀。
He wants to kill him and take
his place. 也是撒旦种在他里面的。
That's also planted by Satan.
有的时候我们被弟兄姊妹所辱骂、所害的时候啊。
Sometimes we may be hurt by our sister or brother.
不要说我的弟兄害我。
Don't say my brothers and sisters hurt me.
我的弟兄不会这样害我。
Because my brother and sister
will not do that. 都是那个背后的恶者。
It's all the power of
God. 弟兄姊妹们。
Oh,
亚撒龙起了那么狠的心了。
So Absalom had this bad idea.
人又俊美。
He was beautiful.
地位又尊贵。
And he had this honorable position.
天天站在大门口、城门口。
Therefore, he stood by the gate of the city.
人民进来出去，他都给所有的人有恩惠。
He will have grace to people in and out.
有需要告诉我。
He said, if you have a need, come to me.
有缺乏告诉我。
If you have a need, come to me.
有怨仇告诉我。
时
间长了。
他
得了以色列的民心
了，让
他的军力预备强壮
了，
他就忽然之间起来
了。
大卫是个勇士，
他
平生的第一次，
他
懂得军事，
他
知道不得了了。
He knew that was destiny.
还有一群他的忠心于大卫的勇士。
He still had some faithful followers.
跟随大卫。
Who followed him.
大卫说我们快跑啊。
So they said, let's run.
跑慢了，亚撒龙把我们都吃掉了。
Otherwise, Absalom will swallow us.
他杀了耶路撒冷的城里面的人命啊。
He will kill everyone in Jerusalem.
这个尊贵大卫是那样仓皇当中跑啊。
He hurried, he ran away.
但是仓皇当中跑啊。
Even though in haste.
那个神制作的时候，一路在那里面把那耶稣基督我们救主的荣美生命建造在他里面。
During his throne, the working hand of God still built up the beautiful life of Jesus Christ.
没有十字架，没有生命。
If there's no cross, there's no life.
没有忏悔，没有建造。
There's no destruction, there's no building.
不是拆了才造。
God doesn't destroy and build.
拆的时候就造了。
God destroys and builds at the same time.
哦，大卫真是不一样了。
They was different.
他逃的时候慌忙了。
Even though he ran away in haste.
过了希伦西他的安全呢。
And passed through the river, he was safe.
这样那个紧急的时候他慢一慢。
And he said, stop for a while.
他要上橄榄山去敬拜神。
I will go up to the Mount Olive to worship my God.
蒙上了头。
So he covered his head.
他赤着脚。
He was
bare feet. 他上橄榄山去辞别神啊。
He went up there and he said,
一面爬山一面痛哭啊。
He went all the way up.
他四位的军将军都跟着他一起痛哭啊。
And all his followers wept too.
真是君王。
That truly was the life of
the king. 他要去山上敬拜的时候一点不慌忙了。
He was not in a hurry when he went to worship God.
下来了。
And then he came down.
人给他安排一个那么小人物。
And God has arranged this little person.
这个十美这个人，每读圣经最多很可能讨厌。
She may is really someone very disgusting.
就是个小很小的人物。
A very little character.
大卫登位的时候，在侦查的时候，你连看到机会都没有了。
You will usually have no chance to see the king.
你因为机会在大卫面前啊，你要讲所有的好话，赞美大卫啊。
If he ever had a chance, you will give him all the praise.
现在大卫倒这样可怜了。
But now David in such a distressed condition.
蒙着头，光着脚。
His hair was covered, his feet were bare.
他的衣服啊。
His garments were torn.
他们都走的时候。
While they were walking.
十美来骂他了。
This little man, she may came to view him.
你是个恶人。
Said, look, you evil one.
杀了以扫，扫罗他的全家。
You killed all the men of Israel.
今天你流血的罪归在你身上了。
Now the end is all the blood you shed is on you.
骂拿个石头过去砍他。
Not only that, he actually stoned him.
大卫是个勇士，一推就把他推倒了。
They can easily take care of him.
用灰尘养在他身上。
And he blew dust upon David.
你想那个时候大卫多狼狈的。
Did you see how dreadful the situation was?
蒙头赤脚。
Head covered, feet bare.
撕的衣服。
Garments torn.
一面哭着一面走啊。
Wept all the way up.
石头砍上来才把他砍。
And he even waited for him to stone him.
威风扬扬的让他扬。
And dust is all over his head.
我是个太卑微的人，不是君王。
I'm just an insignificant person.
到那个时候最坏，把我的血气走出来了。
And the worst what happened to me is just had my flesh come out.
不要等到我的将军告诉我，一发命令杀了这个死狗。
I will not wait to tell until my soldier advised me.
你这样的小人，竟敢大辱骂我呀
！You lonely man, how can you rebuke me?
他没有这样做。他连逃避也没有。
He didn't even try to avoid it.
让他砍呢。
He let him do it.
让他把沙哑的自己身上。
He let him blow dust over him.
将军和大卫不一样啊。
Yet his followers so
different. 他们天然的生命。
They have fleshly lives.
实在受不了。
They couldn't bear that.
大君王，你发命令。
The king, king, why don't you give me
我们把这个死狗的头去割下来。
We'll cut off this dead dog's head.
大卫说：“你们为什么害我呢
？”They said, "Why did you want to do that?"
你巴罗的儿子，你与我什么相干呢
？What did you have to do with me?
这是耶和华差遣他来骂大卫的。
God has sent him to scold me.
耶和华说：“你要去怒骂大卫。
”Lord sent me said, "Go rebuke David."
或者主看见我今天遭难
Maybe because of my sufferings now,
他用恩惠待我
The Lord will treat me with goodness
破碎的灵啊
That was a broken spirit
一路走就到西顿基是疲倦
And he passed over the river
他一路疲倦
He came to the river, he was very tired
那个亚撒龙那天晚上追上来啊通通完了
If Absalom cast them up, they would be all through
他一个忠心于大卫的人在那里打了一下亚撒龙
Yeah, he had a faithful servant who stopped Absalom.
你知道你的父亲。
He said, "You knew your father."
他从小是勇士。
He was a mighty man.
你若把他追急了。
If you urge him too much.
回过头来就丢了崽子的母熊一样。
You will turn around just like a mother bear lost the baby bear.
亚撒龙也的确认识他父亲了。
Absalom knew his father well.
这句话把亚撒龙心里害怕了。
And he got scared because of that.
他满满了一夏天。留着他不大卫逃掉了
so he stopped a little bit and let David
然后他派一个人急忙去告诉大卫
and he sent someone to David
快过西顿西啊
the faithful servant of David 不
让我轻易不过西顿西啊那个亚撒龙的军队马上追杀都不要吃光了
he was time to pass through the river this evening
大卫从来没有这样的浪费过
David was never in such a distressed condition
他就匆匆忙忙地过到西顿西啊
大
爷就他这个残兵败将了
a few of his soldiers
一路跑到一个小城啊
all the way to a little town
大卫是个军事家
they were some very good
他知道再这么一路跑下去是一定要死的
he knew they cannot just keep on running
就在这个小城里面
so in the little town
这个城里里面把红豆啦什么这些东西啦来给大卫加点力量那么这个他们非常饥饿而且疲倦
they fed Dave and his men with red beans and food
君王从来不愁你吃过什么有些粗糙东西了
well, actually David never ate something like that
大卫吃完了
after he finished
再立千夫长百夫长
he established commanders for hundreds of thousands again
开始回合征战了
and he wanted to fight back
带军队一队一队出去
he sent all armies
他说我一定今天我自己亲自出战
he said I will fight a war myself this time
他们来说你不可以出战
and they stopped him saying no
我们死了再多也没有问题不能杀了你的
Die, but not you.
他就坐在城门上。
So he stood on top of the gate.
他就祝福所有的将军们。
And he blessed all the commanders.
为着我的缘故，请你们恩待那个少年人。
And he told them, please, for my sake, be gracious to my son.
他们在树林子里面打仗了。
They were fighting in the woods.
这个亚撒龙留着个长头发。
And Absalom had long hair.
打仗在树林打仗留长头发的，一定死的。
That is not a wise thing to do when you try to fight in the woods.
下长头发把那个树枝剪上，把它吊起来了。
Accidentally, his hair got hooked up on the one of the trees.
约亚是个很邪恶的元帅了。
Joab is a very tricky man too.
他自己不杀那大卫说过，为着我的缘故恩待那少年人。
Because he knew David asked him to be nice to him.
他叫下面一个将军去杀他。
So he sent someone else.
他说我不敢动神的王的儿子。
And the father says, No, I dare not touch the son of the king.
第二说，我不要给你再留脸，就是拖下去。
Joab says, I will not hate anymore.
他拿着短枪上来，活着的时候，一剑把心刺透了。
So with sword in his hand, he pierced through his heart.
大卫坐在城门上。
And David was sitting on the top of the gate.
这样的儿子死了。
His son had died.
谁不高兴啊？
Everybody was happy.
你羞辱我到这个地步，和我的费尽同庆，而且光天化日之下。
For you have humiliated me to the point that you even lied out with my wife.
你杀了兄弟，你回来之后用诡计得了人心。
You kill your brother and with tricks you
kept him alive. 你整个的心恨，要杀掉父亲，是夺了王位。
Full of hatred, want to kill your father.
你把我弄到这个地步，大卫从来没有这样浪费过这个勇士。
And you have forced me to this extent. I'm so embarrassed.
就差那么一点呢，不是主保守，我就丧命在你里面了。
If not for the grace of the Lord, I would have been killed by you.
就是你是很慈祥的人。
Even though you may be a very kind man.
就说你说，主怜悯我。
You will say, Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
主怜悯我。
Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
大卫没有这样说。
But David did not say that.
一个来报信的过去了。
First of all, that's first.
你二人来报信了。
And people came to tell me.
大卫都这么一样的话。
And he only asked the same question.
少年人平安不平安？
Is that young man all right?
第二就是说，但愿所有王的仇敌像那个少年人一样。
And the second man said, may all your foes have the same result of that young man.
亚撒龙死了。
So he knew Absalom was.
大卫坐在中间痛哭了。
So he wept bitterly.
我亚撒龙啊。
Oh, my son, Absalom.
亚撒龙啊。
Oh, my son, Absalom.
啊，不得我带你死啊。
I wish I had been. 那
么有基督的生命的成型在身上了。
You can see the life of Christ was formed.
那个声音是羔羊的声音啊。
And that voice is the voice of the Lamb.
那个表现是耶稣基督的表现。
And that manifestation is that of Jesus Christ.
哦，到耶路撒冷。
And he came to Jerusalem.
主耶稣看见耶路撒冷就哭啊。
When Jesus saw Jerusalem, he cried.
耶路撒冷啊。
He said, Oh, Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷啊。
Oh, Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是耶稣基督最大的仇敌啊。
And as it actually is the greatest enemy of God.
但愿你知道这个眷顾你的时候。
May you know this is time that will bless you.
你的家要成为荒场。
And your home will all become desolate.
只等到你们说奉主名来的是那称颂的。
Until you can say, bless the one who comes.
苦难没有达到神所预定那个分量，不行的。
Because the measurement of the suffering has
been full capacity. 酸楚叫他痛苦。
And the vinegar only increases.
一个哪样流血的人
？When the person is bleeding.
酸楚的整个人都收起来了。
Vinegar only makes you contract.
酸楚他尝了。
Yet he tasted.
父啊
，Oh Father.
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
你们知道赦免这句话不大容易说吗
？You know, it's very hard to say forgive.
我们连很小一件事赦免这句话都不容易说吗
？It's very hard to forgive even on small things.
赦免他们。
Oh, forgive them.
他们所做的。
For they do not know.
他们不知道。
What they are doing.
我们的救主。
That's our Savior.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
记在福音书上。
It was recorded in.
他仍旧活在今天呢。
Still lives today.
他从圣灵里面回来了。他要我们这些人做他的殿。
And he wants us to be his.
他要住在我的里面。
And he wants to dwell in us.
所以他一直在收拾我们这个房子。
Although he's always cleaning his house.
一直要雕刻我们这个房子，配他居住。
Constantly working in the house so that we're worthy of his indwelling.
保罗说：“你们岂不知道你们是神的殿吗？”
Paul says, "Don't you know you are the temples of God?"
你们岂不知道你们是圣灵的殿吗？
You know you are the house of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在你们里面吗？
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
我们耶稣基督他君王就要住在我的心中。
And the King, our King Jesus Christ, wants to dwell in our hearts.
做了一点点的功课，我们就大叫了。
Yet we usually complain loudly when we.
我们要好好看见圣殿的完全。的亮光了。大卫是最大的榜样。
David was the greatest example.
现在懂得下面一圈。
Now he knew the second half of the kingdom of God.
上面一圈是他住在神里面。
The upper half was that he dwells in God.
这个生命太好了。
That That was a wonderful experience.
Now
he knew that the other half.
是要住在我里面,
that God wants to dwell in me.
我才能完全像他,
so that I can become
like him.
And I can unite with him.
今天联合在苦难中,
today I share in his suffering.
那一天联合在荣耀中,
and tomorrow I shall reign with him together.
伟大的保罗也说了这话,
that's what Paul has said.
今日的自战自清的苦难,
the suffering today is temporary and very light.
要比起将来极重无比永远的荣耀,
compared to the eternal and glorious,
算不得什么了,
it's nothing.
不足惊异了,
it's really nothing.
我们一直把今天看重了,
yeah, we'll always focus on today's suffering.
弟兄姊妹,你就年龄往上啊, 你也没有几个功课可学了,
we are growing older day after day. Not many days left for us to learn.
你读圣经有诗歌说, 今天免你仆人今天极其往将来,
and one hymn says, Don't stop your servant from looking forward.
将来又回, 今天错过了,
and when in the future day that I will regret what I did today.
我回家虽然好,
it's nice to go home.
那里没有十架可以顺服,
yeah, there's no cross anymore.
没有因困难说声依靠,
there's no chance for us to rely on God's suffering.
没有在痛苦中间,
and no more sweet fellowship with the Lord in affliction. These only happen on earth.
到我们的生命增长到一个地步,
when our spiritual life grows to a point, when our age brought us forward,
一步留恋一步,
and we will miss step by step.
主不要顾我的感觉,
because the Lord, forget how I
feel.
Sometimes I
complain.
Sometimes I complain loud. Sometimes I even say words against you.
你不要顾我的感觉,
but don't pay attention.
做工在我身上,
work on me.
要做永远的工在我身上,
eternal work upon me.
叫我得到永远的利处,
so I can have this eternal benefit,
永远的荣耀,
eternal glory.
我们敬拜你,
and we worship you.
算算吧, 一生只有几十年嘛, 到了现在嘛, 有的时候正在不大开心,现在来学这种功课,
our life is only a few decades.
一生当中来了那么多人, 又来了,
we may say, how come I'm still learning this lesson?
你再过两年呢, 你再要都没有了,
few years later, we will not even have to
要学透它呀,
we have to learn
要保护它呀,
we have to cherish.
这里面是个建造,
this is a working hand.
主拆毁就是主建造,
when God tears down, he rebuilds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
大卫都是大的榜样,
and Dave is a great example.
到亚撒龙死了,
after Absalom died,
David returned to
David变了一个新的大卫了, and that was a renewed David.
他不仅住在神的殿中,
not only he dwells in the house of God,
神为他的居所,
and God is his habitation,
而神也建造了他,
God also had worked upon him, and God can dwell in him.
大卫就站着而发光了,
so he stood up and shone. The glory of Jesus Christ can be seen through this great king.
这个出来不是说大摆威风出来,
he doesn't come out in great majesty.
他写的时候认罪死,
instead he wrote the psalm of confession.
交给 song leader,
and he gave to the song leader.
叫他领着大家唱,
ask him to lead everybody to sing.
今天再说哪个弟兄敢不敢,
do you dare to do something like that?
你把你的罪都写出来, 我们唱给你听,
right now. Write down all your sins and ask the song leader to lead
us. 我们一唱, 头一个你就跑掉了,
we probably would be the first one to
lead. 我不是说你们, 我自己现在还是一样的了,
I'm like that too.
我也不愿意把我所写的认罪嘛可以的, 众人认罪也有过的, 几个诗给大家唱都接受不了了,
I can confess even doing it in public, but I will not write a song for you to sing.
到了圣殿就敬拜神了,
he went to the temple to worship.
有一个 song leader 忽然选了诗篇51篇,
and the song leader chose the Psalm 51.
这真是难听啊, 大卫与八十八同时之后,
that's regarding his sin with Bathsheba.
写了这诗,
after he wrote the song,
君王的头抬不起来,
he can no longer face others.
And
that's how he shines.
神圣味道在他身上呢?
You see the holy flavor upon this person.
谦卑而尊贵啊,
he was humble but honorable.
顺服而有权柄啊,
he was obedient but still
more hard. 软弱而充满了能力啊,
he was weak but full power.
他是个新的大卫了,
he was a renewed David.
51篇他认罪啊,
in Psalm 51 he confessed,
得罪了你,
oh Lord, I sin against you.
你责备我的时候,
when you rebuke me,
谦卑, 清正。
You are righteous.
你审判我的时候，
when you judge me,
显为公义。
You are justified.
但是神啊，
oh, Lord,
我知道你喜欢我们里面的实际。
I know you like the truth in our heart.
哦，那个时候苏醒过来了。
And his soul awoke.
这一路上面的人说难以忍受的痛苦啊。
And all the sufferings are usually not bearable.
建造属灵的实际在他里面。
Have built up some spiritual reality. 叫
我在隐秘处有智慧。
So that he has wisdom in the inmost place.
求你给我创造一个清洁的心。
Oh Lord, create a clean heart in me.
叫我有个正直的灵。
And give me a right spirit.
Right spirit.
Renew in me a right spirit.
圣徒的灵都应该对的灵。
All the saints should have a right spirit.
你知道好多时候弟兄姊妹的灵不是对的灵。
You know, oftentimes we may not have a right spirit.
我有一次和一个同工住在一个房间的。
I remember I used to live with a co-worker.
他很年轻，二十几岁的时候。
In my twenties.
我们的弟兄的脾气暴躁的，一天不发三次，睡过头觉了呀。
That co-worker had a very bad temper.
这个奇怪没古怪。
And he was very strange.
我们说 bunk bed 两个柱子做的床。
We had this bunk bed.
他的个子胖又矮了，所以他睡上面，我睡下面。
He was fat and short, so he.
他一面很爱主啊。
He sat at the upper bed.
一面的肉体也无人可及啊。
He loved the Lord, but he really had this.
清早四点不到就爬起来了。
He will get up at 4:00.
在那个柱子床上祷告的圣灵充满了。
He will pray to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我也不到四点就醒过来。
I rose up too before 4:00 a.m.
天摇地动啊。
My bed was shaking hard.
他早晨祷告完了。
After he finished his prayer,
他下午从一点睡到五点的。
And he would take a long nap from
我没有这个本事啊。
Yeah, I cannot do that.
他晚上过了十二点睡觉，四点钟就爬起来了。
He didn't go to bed until 12, he got up at 4.
头两天我能忍受。
I could take that for a few days.
第二个礼拜我忍受不了了。
But after a week it was beyond me.
在场嘛，我也不敢吵架。
Yeah, I didn't want to argue with him.
他在上面认罪啊。
He confessed up
there. 主啊，我是个大肉体啊。
Oh Lord, I'm just a big flesh.
我下面我也不能祷告给他闹这个，我说你可不是个大肉体。
And I cannot agree down there.
主啊，我不能侍奉你啊。
Oh Lord, I cannot serve.
你能侍奉神才怪了。
I was complaining my heart. Yeah, you can't.
他发脾气，我不发脾气，肉体他半斤，我八两。
After we both had the flesh in our life.
他有可爱。
And he was also very.
他也常认罪，认了罪还罚他认罪。
He confessed a lot and then he will have a bad temper.
有一天他跑来找我，
向
我认完罪。
He confessed.
他说了句话，我回去再敢笑他的。
He said something was very.
大点，下一次主不要再叫我跟你认罪。
So I pray that next time I don't have to confess to you again.
很可爱，下次还又来认罪了。
He returned anyway.
我的三年，我看见他那个，我说你这个大肉体跑哪里去了？
Three years later, he was different.
神要制作。
God will work on us.
我知道我的弟兄。三年中学的功课。
I knew he had learned some hard lesson in those 3 years.
我知道我的弟兄三年中以难以忍受的那个经历。
I know he went through some unbearable experience during those 3 years.
过了三年我遇见他。
And when I met with him after those 3 years,
他这个大肉体没有了。
And his fleshly life was gone.
我弟兄你不是大肉体吗？
I said, weren't you the
great
flesh?
你到底什么都掉的？
Where did you lose them?
弟兄我也不知道什么都掉的。
He asked brother, I don't know when I lose them.
你心里这样我怎么大发脾气我。没有发不出来了。
Now I have no temper.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主在雕刻我。
God is working on us.
主在雕刻他。
God's also working on him.
主雕刻他的丈夫。
And also.
主。
His wife.
主要雕刻所有他爱的弟兄姊妹们。
God works on everyone that he loves.
我要个对的嘞。
I need to have a right spirit.
对的嘞，我都师妹的时候。
When they met with Shimei.
师妹石头打了。
He stoned him.
石头打他们。真是打到头上了，那个起码让一让嘛。
That really hurt. He should try to avoid that.
他就低着头往前走。
Yeah, he did. Now he just continued to walk.
沙扬上来了。
And he raised a fence over his head.
往前走。
He continued to walk.
我想他连沙弄弄掉的时间都没有了。
I think he didn't have time to.
因为他里面觉得这是耶和华差遣他来怒骂大卫的。
But in him, he felt that he had been sent by the Lord.
忍受。
So take it.
砍树砍下来。
Let him stone me.
受。
Take it.
这是主叫他做的。
This is what the Lord.
吓得我一睁眼睛都睁不开了。
And I couldn't even see because of shame.
So,
take it.
这是主叫他来对我做的。
Because this is what the Lord has done to him.
他骂得我这么难听。
He insulted me like that.
忍受。
Take it.
这是主叫他来骂大卫的。
Because God has sent him to insult me.
这叫 right spirit.
He had the right spirit.
我们这样待人啊。
How How do we deal with people?
我们对待自己的妻子儿女不是这样。
Sometimes we can't even do well with our family members.
常常弟兄们打儿子。
I know there.
我你不是打儿子。
Parents,
你是欺负儿子。
Parents sometimes spank their children.
这打这个一点道理都没有嘛。
Without a good reason.
打去拿个棍子打。
Sometimes use a thick rod.
我认识弟兄，他皮带一下子拿出来抽我。
Or whip children with your belt.
我说经典，你只有一个原因，你的力气比他大就是了。
I said, well, because you're stronger now.
好，儿子到了十八岁了。
When your son grew up to 18,
这对了他，他把棒子又拿出来了。
The son did something wrong. He raised up the rod.
儿子一看，一把把棒子拿走了。
And his strong son just take over.
这一下他到我这里来嘛，气得眼睛都血管都爆炸了。
And his brother came to me with.
我弟兄，这有什么好气的？你总是欺负他们，他先欺负你们。
Well, you abused him before, now he's just chained back.
弟兄啊，还是你的儿子啦，祷告祷告了。
It's still your son. Why don't you just pray?
为什么我的弟兄看不见主的光啊
？Why can my brother see the light of the Lord?
神要以我作见。
God wants to dwell in me.
我这个败坏的罪人。
I'm a wicked sinner.
我生命里头有多少的污秽、啊、
？And there's so many filthiness in me.
主要把我除掉。
God wants to do away with them.
我反而大喊埋怨神呢、啊。
Yeah, I still complain.
Alright, Spirit.
We need to have the right.
Right, 对的灵。
We need to have the right spirit.
愿意的灵。
A willing spirit.
那个环境要到我们的时候。
When the serpent stands hard.
我最痛苦的时候。
When my in my most affliction.
就是我的心服不下。
And I have a hard time submit to the Lord.
主，你对我太不公义了。
Oh Lord, this is not fair.
主，我该打没打成那么重的。
I know I should be beaten up, but not like this.
我没有犯这个罪，好不好
？I didn't do this wrong.
我们的心不服啊。
We were not willing to submit to his discipline.
这个不服，我连唱诗也不能唱，祷告也不能祷告。
And this unwillingness caused not be able to sing or pray.
中间又有了间隔。
And there's a hindrance coming between.
太痛苦了。
And what's worse?
外面的环境那么重，里头的问题那么重，怎么不要服死呢
？Was external and internally I suffer.
大卫在神面前。
Yet before God.
认识神的王。
Dave knew God well.
Oh, 他说赐给我愿意的灵。
So he prayed, give me a willing heart.
下主光照我了。
And when the Lord enlightened me.
下主的恩典之灵充满我的心了。
When the gracious spirit came in our heart.
那个背叛的心变得软软的了。
Our rebellious heart becomes soft.
伏在神的面前。
And we're willing to bow before the Lord.
主，你从来没有做错。
Oh Lord, you are always right.
恩典良善的主啊。
The gracious and good old Lord.
你今天执着你的生命在我身上。
Now you are trying to work on me with your life.
我的灵一愿意。
Whenever I'm willing.
痛苦解掉90%的。
90% of suffering be gone.
叫你得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
And the song of joy of salvation shall surround us.
虽然在痛苦之中，我还能唱诗。
I can sing even in my affliction.
我还能祷告。
I can still pray.
我能赞美。
I can pray.
交通更亲密了。
And I've even closer relationship. 与主
一同走过这一段不容易走的道路。
I can walk with my Lord through the narrow way.
到了你愿意的灵的时候。
When we are willing.
这个路也不太长。
And the rock roll won't be long.
因为主的工作做好了，你我们的那个功课我们接受了。
Because we have learned our lesson.
最后他说，破碎的灵。
In the end, he said, the broken spirit.
主啊，破碎的灵。
Oh Lord, a broken spirit.
忧伤痛悔的心啊。
A broken and contrite heart.
你必不轻看。
You will not despise.
下面他一下刚强起来了。
And he was strengthened.
下面这句话和他这个罪有什么关系呢
？It really has not what he said continuously had nothing to do with sin.
太大的关系。
Yes, there's a
difference. 愿你以善意来对待下爱。
Do good unto Zion in your good pleasure.
为耶路撒冷建造城墙。
And build the walls of Jerusalem.
这样的人
，A person like that，
他是以色列战车马兵。
Has become the chariot of fire for Israel.
这样的人。
And this man
他是神百姓的力量
has become the strength of his people.
这个经历
and his experience
耶路撒冷造城墙
will become the base for the building of the walls of Jerusalem.
而叫神的百姓都蒙福
so the people of Israel can be blessed.
善待善
do good unto Zion.
为耶路撒冷造城墙
build walls for Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹主不要孤立我们
brothers and sisters, the Lord is encouraging us
最好的道路
to walk on the best way way.
我们救主就是这样路上过去的。
And our Lord has gone through the same way.
我们看见一个一个圣徒都在这里过去的。
Every saint shall pass through the same way.
我们惭愧，我们没有受到这么大的难为。
We are ashamed that we have never suffered like Jesus.
主为我们量过呀。
Because Jesus has measured us.
按照我们受得了的，就给他们一点点。
According to what we can take, He measures.
我们得到了我们想象不到的救恩。
And we receive the salvation beyond our imagination.
我们得到的是耶稣自己。
We have received Jesus Christ.
现在我们再唱四百十七首。
Let's sing again 419.